Okay, little known fact, I am on my period.
You can't say that.
I know my rights. Okay, opinion of the day, I'm bleeding out of my pussy. And I don't care who knows.
You can't say that.
Okay, I'm back after the biggest shit of my life.
Ella, I don't care about free speech.
Okay, opinion of the day, there is strength in numbers. Let's keep our shores safe, yeah?
Love hearing from our listeners. Got a few texts here.
Okay, I went to Oporto on the weekend. I got their hot chips. It was tight. And I did a little wee in my pants.
It can be completely private. Please don't bring it up on air. You've done it all week.
It's called radio, bitch. Ever heard of it? People want to hear what I have to say.
Look, I don't think you should call me bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Has anybody got any Nurofen?
Oh, shut the fuck up. What are you, bleeding out of your mangina or something? Oh, my final solution is getting that dick hard.
Ella, you're foul. The ideas you bring up are all. This is our first show, and I hope it's our last, truly. I do not enjoy this.
Salmonella for lunch. Oh.
Sam and Ella for lunch, uncensored and unhinged on the 94.5 FM airwaves, 12 to 1.
Woo! Sorry I'm a little late. I was just in the bathroom with some diarrhea.
You're doing fine, Ella. Don't worry about it. First show of the year.
Monday. It's 2020. How was your New Year, Sam?
It was good. It was good. We went out to the Hawkesbury River. Great to take the little ones out on the kayaks, see nature. What'd you get up to over the break, Ella?
I just got pissed as hell. I have not even been home yet. I am hungover as F. So please, text in on 0409 945 945. Give me your hangover cures, please. I just had a whole Domino's pizza before the show, but it's not working.
Look, Ella.
Hey, look. Hangovers hit fucking hard these days, especially when you're on your period, which you know I am.
Ella, I've asked you to stop talking about menstruation, and that's been an issue for weeks, so go see a doctor.
Okay, whatever. Is it just me, or are hangovers hitting way harder in 2020?
I don't know. I'm 35.
What, you? Okay, I'll assume you're not hungover then. If you were just with your kids and wife on New Year's, did you say? What are their names again?
You know I don't want to name my kids on air, so don't talk about that. We talked about it beforehand.
Sally and
don't,
Lotto?
Please do not.
Okay. Sam, I actually saw in the tabloids yesterday, Daily Mail or news.com yesterday, I think, you've put on a lot of weight over the silly season. Any response?
No response.
Okay, well, let's cut the shit, Sam. Are you circumcised or not? All right, Sam. If you had to suck off any celebrity of your own choosing, who would it be?
George Clooney.
All right, let's put it to you on the text line. Help a sister out. I'm hungover as fuck. What are your best hangover cures? Text in 0409 945 945.
Text in. Salmonella 94.5. Annihilation!
DJ Skinhead there with the ultimate cum shot. It's the Deterrent Man remix. You're tuned to Robbie's Mon and Life right now on FBI Radio. My name is Robbie Armfield. With me are a couple of guys. And what are their names?
It's Mitchell JC here, you know and love, hopefully by now.
Yep, I know you. And who are you?
Bernie Bolgi. Hopefully you also know family name. House name.
You're becoming a household name by now.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. Hey, 2020, the year that is. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Woo! We made it.
How was the way of celebrating it? Did you enjoy yourselves, Bernie? What did you get up to?
Yeah, I had a big romper of a party on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
Still recovering, but you know, yeah, as you do, as yeah, you do, New Year's Eve fireworks and that. That was awesome.
I'm just sort of getting, you know, later into my 20s, and I'm starting to just, you know, enjoy a nice meal. So I just had a sort of a rump steak and chips, cooked by yours truly.
Different kind
home.
Of romper.
Different kind of romper, Bernie. Good point. And so yeah, I just had that sort of at home.
Yeah,
yeah. Watched the fireworks from the telly, and went.
How were they this year?
They were good.
I saw them in real life.
You saw them in real life.
Yeah, okay. At Blues Point.
No, Southside.
Potts Point.
Okay. Yeah. Now I watched them too.
Potts Point.
A Beautiful Mind as well. A Beautiful Mind, a great movie. Enjoyed that. Hey, we're here with you today until 1 p.m. So excited to be with you. Great music, great content as well. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine?
People are opting for home visits from doctors using techniques from the Middle Ages, including bloodletting, couching for cataracts, astrology, and cockroaches. It's a bizarre trend, and we'll be talking to the man behind it all, Kevin Mascara, in about 10 minutes.
I can't wait for that. And, fellas, do you want to go to the moon?
Yeah.
Or anyone at home? Just say cheese. New photo service is helping people look like they went to the moon with specialty tools that edit a normal photo of you to look like you went to the moon.
Okay.
We're going to be talking to the owner of that service coming up later in the show.
We always have a lot of interviews, don't we, coming up in the show.
I'm so excited.
Climb into the moon.
Mitch and the number 10.
Number 10?
What?
What? What are you talking about?
We're looking at the 10?
We're looking at the top 10 movie quotes later on that actors wish they could redo or rewrite completely. So change the scenes completely.
Oh.
Things like Clint Eastwood saying, "Go ahead, make my day, you F-wit." He wishes he could add that to the end of the famous movie quote.
Oh, okay. And so a bunch just of other ones. Slightly changing them a little
bit.
Hey, Johnny. Just arrived. Say g'day to my itsy bitsy friend.
Get to the chopper if you know what's good for you.
Yeah.
I think Arnie wants to change that.
I think Arnie wanted to change that. Yeah.
It's an interesting trend. We'll be talking about that. Hey, Tender is the Night, a new program to get kids off the streets at night, is having them flock to local butchers to learn the art of tenderizing meat. It's a bizarre trend that's leading many asking the question, why? And how. We'll be talking to some of the perpetrators of that bizarre behavior soon. And the Red Scare. Bernie, what's happening?
Yeah, from red meat to Red Scare. Some of Stalin's speeches up for consideration for the Nobel Prize for Literature this year, believe it or not.
Quite controversial,
which is low-key awesome and controversial.
This year as well? Why?
Why this
Find
year?
Out
why 2020?
RML.
Stick around.
New decade, new us.
What else?
Also,
coming up on the show?
Yeah, coming up later on the
show.
You're
a little bit tired, aren't you?
You caught me. There's a bit of a delay from the brain.
Did you have a coffee?
The mouth. I didn't get my coffee this morning.
Oh,
no.
Damn it.
Maybe later on.
I'll go make one now.
You're going to go make one now?
No, actually, we don't have time.
Maybe a tea.
Probably don't have time.
All right, let's continue on or something.
I could use a tea. Maybe later. Maybe in the next segment or something.
Maybe in like a minute or something.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But museums are getting older, which means the stuff in them is also getting older. We're going to be talking to one of the oldest museum staff members in the country about how they're outsmarting the arthritis epidemic.
Oh, so the staff. Is that what you mean?
Sorry, the staff. Yeah,
the staff museum members. Staff. Yeah. Older.
And dads are hotter than ever, with the average rating of dads going up huge amounts on most dating sites. They are rating far higher than their equivalent
their
uncles and also cousins.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go make teas.
No, we don't have time for that. It's okay. We don't have time.
You know, you inspired me. But not a coffee. I want to make you a tea. Mitch, I want to make you a tea.
Honestly, it's all good being.
No, I will be like 10 seconds.
Are you serious?
No.
We don't have time. We've got to finish up the coming up.
I
don't even know what's happening in the show. Come on, don't.
I'll be so
don't
quick.
Go.
I'll be
please,
right back.
Please don't.
I'll be right back.
Don't.
There you go. Thanks, mate. Delicious.
Yeah. What the
no
hell?
Worries. No worries.
That's the speediest thing ever.
That was good, Bernie, as well. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it looks good. It's hot, popping hot.
Okay. And, all right, moving swiftly along with The Lion King. We'll be talking about that as well. There's so many things coming up in the show today, and we'd love to hear from you on the text line.
Mm. Oh, what's the text line?
0409-945-945. What do you enjoy?
What is it?
What do we want to hear from?
No, what are your New Year's resolutions? Yes. That's right. I forgot. Yes, yes, yes. Because we've got Ben from Prosper as a Millennial coming on. It's a fantastic Facebook page. Yeah. He's coming on later in the show. We're going to ask him about New Year's resolutions and what his expert opinion for millennials are. So do text in your questions about the new year and New Year's resolutions and motivation and all that sort of thing to 0409-945-945. We can't wait to get to them.
Yeah.
RML right now, FBI Radio, Mitchell, Bernie and myself, Robbie in the studio. This is A Beautiful One by Sybil Byer. See you in a moment.
What?
Keep it locked. Sybil Byer with Forget About from the beautiful album Colour Green. Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Thank you so much for being with us. We're loving your company. We're talking about the year that is. It's 2020, recently clocked over from the year 2019. And with it comes thoughts of reflection, intention, and how we are to live.
And sanitation.
Sanitation. It's got us thinking about how we are to live in the new year.
Yeah.
And New Year's resolutions, Mitch, you've been very contemplative yourself. What are you feeling like you might want to set your intentions as for this year?
Well, you know, I know it's a bit stupid, and I did say it to you after I'd had a few beers, Rob, the other day, but I was saying I really want to get off Facebook, honestly. I think that's kind of
that's
what I'm looking towards doing. But I do want to get a bit more active on my Instagram account, and I want to start sort of liking, commenting, maybe... looking at my friends' stories, keeping up to date with my friends' stories a bit more, and, you know, writing back to them when they do a good one, that kind of thing. I just want to get a bit more active there, but I want to quit Facebook.
Okay, that's a good one. It's such a time waster.
It's such a time waster, scrolling endlessly.
Endless scrolling.
Yeah, that is it.
So bad.
That's a good one. It's that sounds like it's friendly, and it sort of is, it's going to have benefits for your friendship group and the way that your friends
exponential.
See you. Exponential as
exponential
well.
Exponential benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Benny, what about you? What are you thinking about your life's change for the new year?
Haven't given it much thought, but something that I've always wanted to do is like just wake up earlier.
Get a lot more done in this. Okay, if you do that.
What's that? God.
Can you hear that?
What is that? Oh, Bernie! Oh, Mitch's got a phobia of these. So it's I don't know how that got in here. Is that a pigeon?
That looks like a pigeon to me, man.
That's a pigeon.
For those of you at home, the pigeon has just entered the studio.
Nah, I'm out.
All right. No. Wait.
Hang on. It's just walking around. Mitch, it's just walking. It's not flying. Don't worry.
Keep it away from Mitch.
Keep it away from me, man.
Hang on.
How did it even get in here? What does that even mean? Like, why?
I don't know. Maybe this could mean something. Like,
what do you mean? What could it mean? Maybe its wings are damaged. Look at it. What is it just walking around?
It's like festering.
Let me do some research.
Festering.
All right, let's have a look. What does it mean?
Pigeon in the studio.
Sometimes we seek love and peace in life, but circumstances make it hard. We're only human after all. But in our humanity is also the capacity to love endlessly and unconditionally. The dove and the pigeon helps us unleash this. Wow. So there's actually this... I'll just look this up.
What do you mean?
What the pigeon means.
Yeah.
Like superstitions about...
Yeah, it's like actually a good thing to have a pigeon in the room.
Wow.
Okay. Watch out, it's kind of close to that.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Many believe it signifies that an important message is on its way. So I guess that's like the homing pigeons and stuff. The bird is like a messenger from above trying to get your attention and warn you to pay attention.
Wow.
And many people believe that it's a sign of someone is going to kind of die soon. But others see it as a portent of some other
wants to have a word.
Medical information.
Here you go, little buddy. Here you go. Get close to the mic. When you see doves or pigeons in your waking life, you may need to look around you for someone who needs your care. Someone in your circles might be a person needing your help or guidance in life.
All right, my New Year's resolution has just changed. Talk to more pigeons, you know, have more of a say from the pigeons.
This is an omen.
It's a good omen, I guess.
This is an omen, having this pigeon in here.
Ben, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Sorry, man.
What is that, a 40 cal?
Is that a gun? 40? What? You're insane, man.
Sorry,
I just read
the bad omen thing and that.
Whoa, that was really
there were like 10 good reviews on the pigeon omen thing, right. And there was one.
What could you need a double-handed weapon for?
All right, we'll be back in a moment to talk more with the... We're going to defuse the bomb.
Yeah, we have this... we've been contacted by someone from a high government agency, like a very notoriously large and... important, for lack of a better word, government agency who has some information they want to whistleblow to us. So they're going to be talking to us over the phone with some...
It's a
very
whistleblower.
Sensitive information. Yeah. You know, we're all for freedom of the press of here. Press. So
yeah, they're going to blow that whistle. And we're also going to be talking to Prosper as a millennial, Ben, so to speak. He's going to have some fantastic words of wisdom for you with your New Year's resolutions and motivation therein. So do text in what questions you might have for him about your New Year's resolutions, how best to live your life, to 0409 945 945. We'll be having him on the phone shortly.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an interesting little segment about a great song that we like.
Oh,
it's called Edge of Glory. It's by Lady Gaga.
Turn it up.
Let's learn about it. Fucking hell.
What are you doing, Rob?
Turn it up.
I've got the...
The pigeon probably chewed the wires around there, dude.
Uh-huh.
Shoot it again.
Nah, it's dead, bro. It is so dead. So
think dead. About your last moment on Earth. The moment of truth. The moment before you leave Earth.
There ain't a reason you and me... What does that sound like? Well, thanks to Lady Gaga's 2011 song, Edge of Glory,
we no longer have to imagine.
The Edge of Glory is a song written by Italian-American artist Stephanie Germanotta, affectionately known as Lady Gaga, in 2011. The catchy song was initially released on May 9, 2011 as the
third single
off the artist's second studio album of the same name. Referred to by fans as The Edge, the evocative pop rock electro song was inspired by the death of Gaga's late grandfather
in 2010.
Gaga flexes her musical prowess on The Edge as she manages to blend a somber topic with a beat that you just can't stop dancing to. With inspiration taken from Bruce Springsteen and the 80s, the 5-minute 20 epic also includes a banging saxophone solo that we just can't get enough of. The charts just couldn't get enough of it either. The Edge was Gaga's 10th consecutive top 10 single in the US. Thankfully, The Edge wasn't one of Lady Gaga's final moments on Earth because it just left us wanting more. The Edge of Glory?
This one for you.
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. That song was called In the Dust of This Planet, Dead Planet by K-Lone. RML right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Myself, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell are in the studio. happy to be with you and happy that you are here with us.
And I need to go to a conference real quick, if
Wait,
that's okay.
Bernie, please. We've spoken about this. There's literally not time. We're on air here.
Dude, you saw how quickly I made that tea.
You did make that very fast. And like, I'm sure Mitch was extremely appreciative of that.
I can admit that. But the difference here is that you've got to do things. You've got to get, I don't know, you've got to make your way to a conference.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And I'm speaking in literally 1 minute. I need to go there.
This is exactly what this pigeon was an omen about. It's like you having like go every... You're just too busy, man. You're too busy for your own good.
That pigeon is dead, bro. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there might
That's
be
a
so, but... But don't, because we're doing the show
bro,
now.
But I'm going.
We
I need to go to this conference.
We have this special...
I'm going.
See ya. Bernie, no!
Taxi! 22nd and 3rd. I'm here for the conference.
Yep, just level 14.
When I was 15 years old... I bought myself a bicycle, and that bicycle ended up meaning a lot to me. I spent a lot of years cycling around the small town that I grew up in and getting from A to B. And if the wheels keep turning, then just know that the bike will stay upright. Thank you. Taxi! See, I told you guys I'd be quick.
Benny, where did you go? Where did you?
It was a conference. It was a conference about how to stay inspired at work.
But I mean, it was good. But
in Sofitel, in the city.
That was so fast.
Bernie just had like, I mean, Mitch just had like a sip of tea, and then you were gone, and then you were just back again. Like, what do you mean you did great. A whole conference?
You didn't hear
it? That was crazy.
I don't want to know.
Naysayers because I got something else going on the side. Whatever.
You're too busy.
Whatever.
Okay, now it's time to look at what's happening in the world itself. Now, here at RML, we are big sticklers for freedom of speech and subsequently freedom of the press. And thus, when an opportunity like the one that is presented to us is presented to us, we really do have an obligation to follow it up. Mm-hmm. Now, you're probably wondering what this opportunity is. Well, we've been contacted by an anonymous person at a government agency who is more or less acting as a whistleblower to convey sensitive information for us to broadcast. The whistleblower from the government agency, the Bureau of Meteorology, is going under the alias John Frassinate and will be joining us shortly.
So, Rob, if I'm correct in understanding what you've just said, this guy, this alias John Frassinate, or whatever his name is, has information. He works at the Bureau of Meteorology, and he has sensitive government information he wants to divulge to us.
That's right. Live on air for our show. That's right.
What could it be?
I don't know. If I had to hazard a guess, I mean, these things usually blow up.
Hazard a guess, Mitch?
Yeah. If I had to, I'd say someone in the company is having some kind of an affair.
It might be an affair. Totally. Yeah. Maybe.
When it always blows up. Yeah. Think through all of them.
Someone's fabricating the weather.
Bam. Yeah.
Fabricating the weather.
Maybe
Big Tobacco has its fingers in the media.
Yeah, maybe it's drying God. Up. Maybe it's drying up
I
all the water.
I shudder to think.
That's a bit tinfoily, isn't it?
I reckon all the water's drying up.
Like the Russians are drinking all the water or something.
Russians are drinking the water. Imagine if that was the case.
Water's drying up because of the Russians.
It's got to be something weather related because it's the Bureau of Meteorology. Oh, maybe it's just government information.
Could be.
It is a government body.
Russians are like chopping down all the trees or something.
Maybe the Russians. Yeah.
Maybe it's. Anyway, look, let's learn for ourselves. So, now, we've got John Frassinate on the line now with his Bureau of Meteorology tip off mate. John, are you there?
Yeah, hello, hi.
Okay.
How you going?
Now, we really appreciate you being with us. Now, your voice has been obfuscated for obvious reasons. You're quite high up in the Bureau of Meteorology, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't really feel comfortable divulging too much more about my identity.
Jeez, scary voice. You couldn't have picked like a nicer voice changer?
Oh, I don't want to divulge anything else.
What effects are you using there? Like a phaser and a...
I don't feel comfortable disclosing that.
That's probably beside the point as well, isn't it?
Hopefully you've got something you can say though. Honestly.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's kind of why I'm here.
Sounds pretty epic, like Kylo Ren or something.
Oh, well, all right. I mean, I'm just here to give you guys some information.
Okay. Sorry to be wasting your
very
time.
Cool,
all right, it's time busy now man. To defuse the bomb, John, and learn what's actually happening behind the scenes at the Bureau of Meteorology. What can you tell us as of now?
Yeah, what's the goss?
Just a preface to this. This is extremely sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, let's do it. We're broadcasting it.
Okay, go live.
Here so, we go. This Sunday, the 12th of January, things will be heating up along the eastern coast.
Yeah, well, they already are.
A strong easterly force will be making its way through the North Shore District.
Okay. Oh, that's gosh. Is that code? That's code for something.
Over Capitol Hill, in our nation's capital. Thunderstorms have a 95% chance.
Crash.
Can you Google
it? It must be going down.
Can you Google like military code words?
Yeah. Okay. Is this some sort of code, John? It sounds
kind
of like.
Listen to me very carefully. It will be partly cloudy.
Okay.
I repeat, partly cloudy.
Where, John?
ScoMo's getting ousted.
Right over Government House in Canberra.
Oh, no.
This must Canberra be some Senate. Sort of code. John, are you some talking code. In code right now that we need to decipher? Is this, it sounds like a general sort of weather
I don't
report.
Feel comfortable disclosing that.
Okay.
Well, look. Hang on. I'm looking at the bomb webpage now, the Bureau of Meteorology.
There's a 5% chance of rain.
This is literally just the forecast.
Sunset is at 8:22 p.m.
Yeah.
Look, Mitch, it's
it doesn't sound very classified.
Sounds like stuff's going down.
Well, how is the secret?
He's reading out the forecast.
Yeah, this what is just mean? This is public information. This must be a code.
The minimum temperature will be 12 degrees Celsius.
I can't
this is sensitive information.
All right, John.
I mean, John, this is information that I think the Bureau eventually releases.
This is undisclosed.
Yeah,
what, until like 4 p.m. when they put the weather out?
Until like 2 minutes ago. I mean, it's like, this is up-to-date information for sure, John, but
what
I don't
are you
know
getting
if it's
out of
secret.
This,
the only place that will be raining.
Yeah.
All right. Parliament House.
Thank you so much for wasting our time. John Frascanti from the Bureau of Meteorology.
Cheers, John.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're welcome, guys. Right. Thanks for having
Your
me.
Voice sounds no pretty worries. Cool, though.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to some music now, and we'll be back with some more New Year's resolutions and speak to people about how their movie was. A lot of people are going to movies in the new year. We'll be looking at how yours was, as well as talking to Ben from Prosper as a Millennial about New Year's resolutions. So keep those questions for him coming through on 0409 945 945. This is John Mouse with Privacy. See you in a moment. RML FBI Radio.
RML reporting here from Dendy Newtown, asking people, how's the movie? Hey guys, how was the movie? What'd you see? Awesome. Hey guys, how was the movie? What did you think?
Oh, it was really great. Yeah, it's very good.
Did you like the final act?
Oh, we're talking about that actually, but it was sort of the right ending, but I thought that she was trying to sort of be respectful of Louise May Alcott. So.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
Four.
Okay, nice. Hey guys, how was the movie? What did you think? You didn't see? Oh, really? Ah, damn it. Hi there, how was the movie?
I haven't been yet.
Are you going to watch a movie later on? Or?
I'm getting something to eat, but I am going to watch one.
Are you guys seeing a movie today?
We were, but it's sold out. Yeah.
Damn, sold out.
I saw Jojo Rabbit the other day.
Any good?
Phenomenal. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't think him would be so funny.
I saw Portrait of a Lady on Fire yesterday. Very good. Yeah, good cinematic experience, one for the cinema. Not sure if it'll hold up on the small screen. It's quite slow, and you know, but yeah, beautifully made. Awesome. Yeah, so glad it's sort of cinema. Really, it's really well cast and tone and all that. Yeah, it's the best film I've seen in a while. Hey guys, how's the movie?
I didn't go to see a movie yet.
Hey, how's the movie?
Oh, I didn't. I just got a coffee.
Hey guys, how's the movie?
Pretty unmemorable, to be honest.
Didn't really like the CGI.
Hey, how's the movie?
Oh, I haven't seen one, actually.
Hey, how's the movie?
I didn't see anyone yet.
A lot of people saying they haven't seen it. Seems like a lot of people are missing the point of the cinema and not actually catching a movie well. What do you think?
Bernie, I think you're right. What I'm finding is a lot of people that are just sort of walking around aimlessly and are saying to me they haven't seen one and they're not going to.
Maybe we should help people out and start telling them that the cinema is in there.
The way things are going, we probably should. I mean...
If you want to see a movie, in here.
I think we're getting asked to move along.
Hello, are you seeing a movie today?
Nah.
Do you like movies?
Nah.
Are you more of a TV guy?
Not even.
What do you like?
Walking.
We're loving cinema in 2020. That's the year that it is right now. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of this show. FBI Radio, 94.5 AM. We're loving your company, and we can't wait to be with you for another 20 minutes. Bernie, you're here.
Hey, what's up?
Mitch.
I'm all there.
And I'm Robbie. And with us on the phone is none other than Ben, the front runner of Prosper as a Millennial, a fantastic online page. Ben, how you going, mate?
Hey, Robbie, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me again.
No worries. Now, just to reacquaint our listenership with you, would you mind giving us a brief rundown on who you are and what Prosper as a Millennial is all about?
Yeah, so my name's Ben. I'm based down in Victoria, and I guess Prosper as a Millennial is, I guess, a page that I started on the back of meeting a young guy at a business event a month or two ago. And it's really, I guess, just to pass on any of my thoughts, any of my advice to, I guess, the younger version of me. You know, someone in their late teens, early 20s that's probably a little bit stuck. And, you know, if I can offer any advice that can help them along the way, then great.
That sounds beautiful, Ben. Now, where are you right now?
I'm in a little town called Terang, which is sort of halfway between Mount Gambier and Melbourne on the way back home from a couple of weeks camping with my family.
Oh, fantastic. Beautiful. You were camping over New Year's, I assume?
Yeah, correct.
And was that a nice time?
Robe in South Australia. We've just been in Port Fairy for a few days. So just making our way back home now to get back to work tomorrow.
And it beautiful. Was a few drinks on the night, or...?
Just a few, yes. Quite a few, actually. So, yeah. It was good. It's a beachside town. And a lot of younger generation come along and camp on the beach, which is great in South Australia.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Hey, 2020, it's obviously the year of intention, the year of focus, the year of prosperity. I'm sure you've got a lot of thoughts and feelings on how best we can go about setting those intentions for this year and for millennials in particular. So we can't wait to talk to you very soon about New Year's resolutions for this year and how to really tackle this year as best we can. Do text in on 0409 945 945. Do you have any questions for Ben from Prosper as a Millennial about this new year and the resolutions that you want to foster? Ben, we'll talk to you in a moment. We're going to go to a song now. This is Verna Lint with Episode 1, RML FBI Radio, 94.5 FM. Lint with Episode 1 with RML right now, FBI Radio. Mitchell, Bernie and myself, Robbie, are with you and we appreciate your company. We're talking 2020, the year that is now, and we're lucky enough to have on the phone with us Ben from the online motivational force, Prosper as a Millennial. G'day, mate.
Hey, Robbie.
Now, you were talking to us just as we were going to a song there about the nature of getting into a new year and, you know, the hope that this year brings with it. Would you mind repeating the sentiment that you mentioned to me?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great year, I think. You know, 2020, it's the start of a new decade. I vividly remember 2010, you know, 10 years ago. And I know it's a cliche, but it's gone so quick. And, you know, a lot can change in... You know, 10 years, a lot can change in 12 months if you really want it bad enough. So it is, it's exciting. 2020 is exciting. You know, if you want change, start today and you just don't know where you're going to be in 12 months' time.
It is exciting. And some of the ways that we as a society like to tackle these intentions when it comes to the new year period is with a little thing called a New Year's resolution, be it less sauce, more gym time, less alcohol, more friends. A lot of people have, you know, various intentions for the new year and would love to talk you through some of those New Year's resolutions. Mm. Mitch, we've got a couple of questions for you, Ben.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, Ben. So, New Year, New You, Ben. What are your top three tips for kicking ass in 2020, mate?
Oh, top three tips. Look, just, I guess one of them is, you know, have some goals, have a vision. You know, just make goals and write them down and tick them off little by little. That's, you know, sort of one of my tips. Another is, I guess, you know, if you want to lose weight, you know, just exercise. Get out there. I know it's hard at the start, but get out there and start doing it. And you'll be surprised in a month or so how much easier it is. So, cool, you know, there's a lot of things, but the main one is probably write down your goals. That's a big one. That's
write down get your goals. Get a notepad, and, hit the gym, and get moving with
it. You can do it all in one, maybe. Hey, Ben, what do you think is going to be the biggest business trend in business for this decade?
Personally, I think it's people wanting to be a bit more entrepreneurial, wanting to be their own boss. With the world of social media now, online, you know, there's no better time for that to happen. So that's what I think.
Could be onto something there.
Gone are the days of going and working for somebody. You know, you could be online working for yourself.
Right. You know, Uber or any of these ride sharing.
Uber Eats.
You know, Uber Eats, what any of these. Now, we asked the listeners as well on the text line to get involved. Marjorie in West Pymble has a question for you, Ben, saying, please tell me how I can save money on topping up my Opel so much every week to get to uni and my job. I literally can't afford it anymore, and I need to know exactly the ways to get around the high costs. They continue here. Jump gates, RFID hack classes, please help. Marjorie, how would you, Ben, how would you assist Marjorie here?
I wouldn't recommend jump gates, but I have done that a few times over my
journey. Oh, don't admit that, mate.
But look, I think something that helped me, you know, in my 20s was I just had a couple of separate accounts. It was simple, you know, if you wanted to save money, you don't have it all bundled up into one account because you do spend it pretty quick. So if you can separate it at the start of a week, then you'll save. And again, as you save, you'll get momentum and you'll get more excited and you'll save more.
Yeah, it's harder to do than to say. And it's something that I dread, you know, going to the bank. And leads me to the question, Ben, what singular event are you dreading in 2020? Bit of a tough one.
It is a tough one. I'm not dreading anything. I'm excited about 2020.
Okay.
To be honest,
no fear.
That's good. I like that.
No fear.
Dreading you.
No fear. Yeah. I'm very excited about this year. I'm not dreading anything.
Dreading how fearless you are, I guess.
Dreading how fearless you are.
My 5 and 8 year old wanting to fight over the iPad, but that's about it.
Your lack of dread and fear could lead you to some reckless behaviour potentially.
jumping you know, boom gates and things like that.
Know. Doing jumping jacks into a volcano or something like that.
Oh, you know. Don't talk to me about volcanoes. I've got a story about that.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Okay, Ben, mate, go on. What's your volcano story?
We were traveling around South America for a year, and my wife, fell down the volcano. Oh,
Ben, sorry to cut you off, mate. Ben. It's time now for Sweet and Sour, the hot round of 2020. It's where we go through a number of options, and you have to say whether you think it's sweet or sour. Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. At top of the list, tuna fish.
Oh, sour.
Fish and chips.
Wait.
Tuna salad, mate.
Sour.
Shellfish.
Sour.
Kindness.
Sweet.
Sweet,
yeah, that's fair. Small businesses.
Sweet.
Nice.
Our country's firefighters.
Sweet.
Nice.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Favelas.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
What?
Favelas.
I'm going to say sour because I've got no idea what a favela is.
That's a good...
Okay, yeah, moving
that's
right
along. That's a good call. Croissants.
Sweet.
Rap music.
Sour.
Big business.
Sweet. I don't mind
it. Yeah. Okay, oil rigs and fracking.
Sour.
Fair.
Offshore drilling.
Sour.
Open cut coal mines.
Sweet.
Tank tops?
What was that, sorry?
That was tank tops, Ben.
Tank tops. Sweet.
Yeah.
Tanks.
Sweet.
Saying thanks.
Sweet.
Shanks? So like lamb shanks?
Sour.
Sour.
Oh, interesting.
Sour.
Swimming togs.
Sweet.
Knowing your limits.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'd say sweet. Love at first sight, Ben.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Feeling as though you're barely there.
Sweet.
This one's a tough one. Foreign influence in government.
Foreign influence in government.
Yep.
Sour.
Sour, nice.
2020.
Sweet.
Russia.
Sour.
Russians.
Sweet.
Draconian laws.
Sour.
Here's a fun one. Thanking the bus driver.
Sweet.
Yeah.
World War II.
Sweet. It got us to where we are.
Nice.
Becoming a...
You go, Rob.
Becoming a bus driver.
Sour for me.
That's a sour for you, Ben. That's good. World War III.
Sour.
Genghis Khan.
Who?
Genghis Khan.
Never heard of him.
You get one skip.
Sour. Ivan the Terrible.
Sour.
Zeus.
Sour.
Crying in your undies.
Sweet, I've done that before.
Drying your undies after a big night.
Sweet.
Alright, tie-dyeing your undies.
Sweet.
Ben, you've made it through excellent the sweet or sour work, round. Round of applause for Ben.
Congratulations. That was awesome. Wow.
A few curveballs in there, sorry,
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah,
I've been camping for 2 weeks, so undies is not good.
Yes.
You probably want to be burning your undies at this point.
Yeah, or steaming them.
Wow, you've really made it through. Hey, a couple more questions here for you, Ben, and then we'll let you go and enjoy your 2020 full of motivation and joy and prosperity. Ben, detracting influences like drugs and alcohol, how do we enjoy them responsibly?
Oh, well, you've just got to, in moderation, I guess. Absolutely in moderation. You know, just know your limits. Have good friends around you. You know, I'm not saying don't do it, but just know your limits and be careful because, you just have to be.
So just a few big ones here and there, maybe, like New Year's, and then otherwise just in moderation.
In moderation, if you're not that type of person, then start looking at who you're mixing with, and start dropping those bad influences.
Cut them off, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fair enough. Hey, Ben, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you. Prosper as a Millennial is your page. Everyone go ahead and like that Facebook page. And all the best with your 2020, Ben. I can't wait to speak to you soon.
Great, Robbie. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Ben.
You too. Bye. Cheers, Ben.
Thanks,
bye.
Mate.
Awesome. Always good to chat with Ben.
Always good.
It's such an enlightening, sort of energy that he brings, to the table. And
he always does those hot rounds. So he takes them
good sport.
So well in his stride,
Exactly. Hey, Mitchell, Bernie, it's about time for us to get out of here.
I think it is.
Oh, no. I want it to keep going.
I know. We've got lunch coming up soon. I think Christian Mefazel is out of town. It's, come on in, mate.
Oh, it's Jamie.
Come on in, Jamie.
Jamie?
Come on in, mate.
Is he doing lunch? Yeah, he's doing lunch. I think
so. Here he comes.
Yeah.
Should be in. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
I'm good. Is this the one that's on?
No, that's not on.
No, it's not on.
That broke during the show.
Oh, yeah. No, here you go. Here you go.
How are we doing?
Yeah, is it on? It doesn't work, actually.
Oh, no.
Look, don't worry about it. Hey, Jamie, we're excited to have you. We're excited to have you on launch today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's still off.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Try again.
No, no, leave it. Leave it.
No, don't worry about it. All right. Move on.
Mitch, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Is mine off?
Thanks, Mitch.
I feel like mine's off.
No, yours
is
on.
No, mine's on. Thanks for having me. Thank
you. No, thank you, Rob.
All right. Huge thanks as well to Sophie, Will, and John from the Bureau of Meteorology today.
Yeah, and also big shout out to Salmonella.
Salmonella, naturally, yeah. Of course. How could we forget?
Yeah,
listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life.
Extra bonus segments on the podcast.
The juiciest stuff you can ever want from juiciest audio. Stuff.
It's uncensored there.
Uncensored. Yeah,
it gets pretty weird.
It gets so weird.
Hot.
It's sexy.
You remember the cast of the 06 Australia's Next Top Model?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in this week's one.
We played Spin the Bottle with them.
We played Spin the Bottle again. And it didn't, anyway, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to hear me go on about it. Hey,
it's pretty awesome. Listen.
Happy 2020. We'll see you next week. Monday, midday till 1. This is Trigger by Sandy Alex G. See ya. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful week. Appreciate you.
You too, bye-bye. Rob.